what happened on the 20th of October, which is Tuesday, one barge which was resupplying the United Nations mission in South Sudan was on the river, on the Nile, north of Madakal. What it was arrested by 100 heavily armed men who are affiliated with SPLA-IO. They stopped the barge, they took the unmissed peacekeeper who were on the barge, they took the crew, and they looted the fuel. This lasted for about 3 days, and yesterday we were happy to be able to extract by helicopter 18 of the unmissed staff, the peacekeepers. However, we were very unfortunate and very sad and very concerned that the SPLA in the position did not allow unmissed to take with unmissed the national crew, 12 men, as well as the barge and the equipment. But we're very concerned about the crew. We are calling on Riek Machar to take his responsibility as the leader of the SPLM in a position. We want to further recall that any attack against peacekeeper and other UN staff may constitute a war crime, and a war crime whereby the perpetrators could be brought eventually to the International Criminal Court.
Yes, tell us about these peacekeepers who have been released. Have they been heard? I mean, 3 days in custody. What is their situation?
Well, I think out of privacy, I won't get into details, but it was not easy. They were with the opposition forces. They were detained. It's never easy to be detained. They were taken hostage, and we had to extract all. We had to take all of them, and they've been going through medical survey, as one does in that case.
Yes, this barge was taking food, if I'm right, to the other side. Now, with this barge not reaching to where it is supposed to be, what is the situation on the other side?
Well, we're the most important so far was for United Nations to be able to ensure the safety of its personnel. And once again, this is not a Finnish issue because we have this very worrying concern about the national crew that was on the barge. So I think before we think of the situation of resupplying with the barge, look into exactly what happened and mostly how we can secure not only the unmissed staff, which is out of arm's way, but also secure the release of the national crew. It is very important. We're very concerned. And ultimately secure also the release of the barge and the equipment that goes with the barge. All that belongs to unmissed and should be handed over back to unmissed.
Yes, and there were accusations that the opposition were using this barge for attacking the government. What could you like to say on that?
I think we're not going to get into who says what. You know, there's been accusations from various sides. And what, again, we will never do anything that would go against the principle of international intervention until under Chapter 7. And be it towards the opposition or towards the government, we have the principles that we work with, and we're certainly not carrying weapons for any of the parties.